The last part of the whole book. Well, this is the last part of the whole book. My secretary went and got himself killed. I got so mad at Adam Egan because he was supposed to be guarding him, but was sleeping instead, so I find a bat and start hitting him with it, and he gets down on his hands and knees to protect himself, and that's when he finds it. Norm, this is your memoir. I found it. I found it. And I'm happy, so I say, read it to be sure. And Adam Egan opens it, and that's when there's a knock at the door. And me and Adam Egan get quiet and scared because we know it's those goons that work for the fat man with the artificial hair. I take my bat and go to the door and open it, and the goon has some sort of costume on and is holding a little piece of paper and singing. So I hit him with the bat, and he falls in a crumple, out cold. And I take the piece of paper, and it looks like a telegram, and the words on it rhyme. And it's about somebody called Terence Keane and a book he wrote called The House Painter and how some book company wants to buy it, but the whole thing rhymes, remember? So I sing it to Adam Egan, and he tells me that Terence Keane was the name of my secretary and that my secretary must have called my book The House Painter and tried to sell it on the side. And then he says, look out the window, Norm, look out the window. So I look out the window and there's a big blue truck with the words Western Union on it, and it is sitting in the same place that the red Cadillac used to sit. He's gone. Yes, Adam Egan, we got very lucky this day, I say. And then we run away to the alley and get in the Challenger, and then we drive away. Adam Egan says he doesn't want to read the book because reading makes him sleepy. And I tell him not to worry, nobody needs to read the fucking thing. Just to count the words, because a book has to be so many words, and this one has to be 75,000 words, and that's how many words a man's life has to add up to. But then I think that every man is different, and that a nobody like Adam Egan's life probably adds up to 100 words or something. But a big shot like me, my life probably adds up to over 1,000,000 words, or even 1,000,000,000 words. So I take the tape recorder and start talking into it fast, and Adam Egan is counting words. And I just keep speaking words into the tape recorder, because the faster I read, the more words go into my book. And each word is a part of my life, even if the words don't make any sense. Because they don't have to, because that's not in the contract. Nobody ever said your life had to make a damn bit of sense, just as long as it had enough words, that's all. We stop at a bar, and Adam Egan says, will you take a look at her ass? So I look at the waitress's ass, and he says, tell me that's not going into the book. And I say, no, it's not. And he says, you're telling me that you're not putting that waitress's ass into the book? And I tell him, no. And he says, I'm crazy if I don't put her ass in the book. And I tell him, he's so stupid, he doesn't even know what should be in a book. I tell him, it has to be real important stuff, especially in the end part of a book. And besides, no book in the whole world is supposed to be about a waitress's ass. And Adam Egan starts pouting and says, what's so special about you that you're better than a waitress's ass? And I say, I'm famous, that's what. And he says, what's that ever got you? So I look at the stupid idiot and I say, I'll show you what it's got me. I'll show you right now. And I yell, hey, waiter, get over here because I'm hungry. And he comes over and I ask him what the special is. And I'm lucky because it's chili. And not that stupid fucking turkey chili that I hate either. But real chili with pieces of beef in it. So I say, to stall for time. And then my finger starts pointing at my name on my SNL jacket. And some time passes before the waiter says, hey, aren't you famous? And I say, sure I am. And he says, you can have the chili for free. And I say, I want a whole bowl and not a cup. Plenty of crackers, too. And the waiter agrees to the whole thing. I'm pretty pleased with myself. And I look over at Adam Egan, but he isn't sitting beside me anymore because he is at the other side of the bar standing in front of a TV. So I go over to him and he is talking like a robot. And he says the Toronto Blue Jays will win their baseball match tonight by 2 scores. And I can't believe what I'm hearing. So I hit Adam Egan hard on the side of his head. He falls in a crumple out cold. People come around to see what the trouble is. And I tell them I'm a really famous guy, and if they don't believe me, they can all just read my clothes. And I tell them Adam Egan is a nobody whose life is worth like 100 words. Everyone is cool with that, and it makes me think that that's another thing that fame gets you. You can just go ahead and hit a guy hard on the side of his head. I go back to my table and wait for my food, and look around the bar to see where the waitress's ass went. And then finally, the waiter comes back, and he says he is sorry, but they are just out of chili. But that if I want, I can have a bowl of turkey chili. Can you believe it? Turkey fucking chili. Story of my life. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Based on a True Story, a memoir. This program was directed by Aaron Spencer. Producer, Dan Zitt. Text copyright 2016 by Norm MacDonald. Production copyright 2016, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved. Audible.